Good day, listeners. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, bringing you our first daily financial services news wrap of 2026. We start today's roundup with an exciting development from Insure Group. The insurance brokerage has shown impressive growth in the past year as it celebrates processing over 10,000 truck insurance policies, a surge of 25%. This comes as the transport sector sees escalating freight volumes and increasing regulatory pressures. The 2024 NTARC report indicates that more than 85% of significant truck incidents involved multiple vehicles, stressing the necessity of comprehensive insurance beyond mere legal compliance. Insure Group, with its affiliation to the Steadfast Group, assists operators in accomplishing contractual insurance mandates through competitive options. This milestone paints an optimistic picture for improved risk management and underlines the pivotal role of insurance in maintaining industry stability. In other news, Australian life insurers have reported a substantial gain in the June 2025 quarter, announcing an after-tax profit of $360 million. That's a startling shift from the previous year's sum of $116 million. The growth is largely attributed to a boost in investment income, growing exponentially to $2.12 billion from the previous $282 million. Underwriting profits also enjoyed a surge to $613 million, owing significantly to individual and group disability income insurance. As we navigate these exciting times, policyholders are advised to be vigilant of any forthcoming changes affecting their coverage and premiums. Riding this wave of progress, however, the Australian life insurance industry is presented with a rising challenge: mental health claims. Statistics from AIA Australia reveal an unsettling rise, with 23% of claims being mental health related, a sharp increase from 15% in 2014. The most affected group are young Australians under 40 years. In the face of these hurdles, AIA is advocating for preventative measures, specifically physical activity, as 10,000 steps daily have been found to significantly reduce depression rates. For policyholders, understanding the extent of mental health coverage is, therefore, crucial now more than ever. On a brighter note, Australian consumers can breathe a sigh of relief as premiums for life and income protection insurance witnesses a pleasing downturn. Reports from Rainmaker Information indicate direct life premiums have dropped by 7% since 2024, while direct income protection premiums witnessed a drop ranging between 12% and 13% for 30-day and 90-day waiting periods. Significant factors attributing to these drops include improved underwriting practices, amplified competition, and better operational efficiency. While this brings affordability to the table, consumers are advised to be diligent and conduct an exhaustive review of their policies to ensure they align still with personal goals and needs. That wraps up our news for today. Professionally covering insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, you can always count on Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estritori signing off for now. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more industry updates.